It's been difficult right from the start. Let's not forget we only had 7 players when I come in. Okay, we've only got 1 point so far out of 5 games, but we haven't been the worst team. We haven't been rubbish over the full games. We're still learning to get to know each other, and we're still trying to recruit. And this week has been very busy. We haven't struck home apart from one at the moment, and we've still got two or three on the go, which I'm hoping we can get over the line in the next 4 or 5 days.
We'll come back to the one in a minute. Why do you think you can't just get them over the line? Is it finance? Is it the circumstances of the club? Is it something else?
Well, you would have to say everything taken into consideration. We've tried to buy two defenders, one from the second division and one from a championship team, and the clubs weren't having it. They're going to keep all of the players at the moment, so we might revisit that in the loan system. So it's not as if we haven't been trying to just nick a one here and nick a one there. We've tried to do it the right way. The signing permanent ones is gone now because the window's shut, so we'll try and use as much as we're contacts and much as we're knowledge to try and get somebody either on loan when the window opens in a week's time, or pick up a few players that have been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and not really signed for anybody. So you know, we're exploring all avenues. We haven't hit the target so far, apart from one. And we look forward to keep that negotiations going to try and strengthen the team as much as we can. I wanted to try and sign as many players as I possibly could before the window shut to show that what Blackpool's all about. We're not all about loan players in short-termism. We're trying to build for the future. The club haven't done well over the last couple of seasons, so we have to put the bricks in place to try and build that back up again to turn the fortunes round. We brought players in who have got potential. We've brought players in with a little bit of experience, which is good. So it's just mixing that together. And then if we get a few victories and a few points on the board, all that tension goes away and they'll be able to express themselves a little bit better. We seem to be getting to around about 60 minutes and getting punished, or not taking the lead, or not hanging on and trying to get a draw. And that'll come in my opinion because they're working so hard on the training ground. They're listening to all the information. And we just need that little bit of luck as well, which every team has had so far that's played against us.
Can you tell us about the one?
David Norris has come in, which is great. He's agreed to join us. It's a great signing for me. He's a midfield player with lots of knowledge, lots of experience, lots of games under his belt, and he's still fit. And that's what his game's all about, getting about the pitch. And he's good with the young kids as well. He's a good talker. He's a good motivator. And if we can get him into the team, which I'm hoping I can, he'll be a great acquisition for the football club.
Are there any legs in the story about Martin Patterson training with the group?
He has been training with us over the last week or so, and he's in today and tomorrow, and we're in discussions with him, yes.